Woke up in the morning to a trumpet blow, and people wondering, what could it be? It's the roaring of the rusty gates as hell explodes, and chaos falls upon humanity. Dark forces converge, four horsemen emerge, war scorches the earth, run fast.
Come and see.
The nuns disappear, hear criminals cheer. Hell yeah, Armageddon's a blast. Red rouges the sky, hear millionaires cry, while dining on linings of trash.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everybody. This is Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show for October 9th, 2015. Today's show is sponsored by Snake Lady. So thank you, Snake Lady, for sponsoring the show for a pretty long time. You, of course, will be going to heaven for sponsoring The Snowplow Show at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. I have an update for you guys. It's regarding the last show. Remember, it was a live show, and someone convinced me to bring back the thing where we post a bunch of wacky comments on a business's Facebook page, and the listener suggested the Bullfrog Brewery. 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 I'm sorry, I keep mispronouncing. Well, I don't know if I just did, but I mispronounced it a ton of times on the last show. I noticed that during editing. I can't pronounce anything right. Anyway, the Bullfrog Brewery, they replied to every comment that everyone left and all of their reviews and everything. And they replied with the same thing to everybody, which says, "We politely ask that you immediately remove your recent reviews and other comments about the Bullfrog Brewery from Facebook. While it is obvious that you and a large group of friends are having your version of fun at our expense, the comments in the recent slew of bogus reviews include libelous, sexually explicit, rude, inconsiderate, misleading, and offensive comments. If the review is removed, no further action will be taken. Sincerely, Bullfrog Brewery and Restaurant." And I had five or six people send me this message, which was in response to their reviews and comments and stuff. And as far as I know, legal action has not been taken against anyone who left comments. But if you get sued or you lose your Facebook account over this, my apologies. Stupid you for listening to me and using your Facebook account to harass a business. I would never do that. I don't want to lose my Facebook account. I thought I had more updates, but I guess that was the only one. So let's get started with the show. This week I received a prank request from Joseph, or I think maybe Jose for short. Your email name is confusing. But anyway, Joseph/Jose sent me a couple of lists of those Goodwill silent auction things where people write down their auction name and phone number and bid amount at a Goodwill for things that they're bidding on, like in a glass case or whatever. And those have been a lot of fun in the past, so we're going to give those a try again. Joseph says, "Hey Brad, if you want to use these, you should do it before they announce a winner on Saturday. The item being bid on is at the top of the page. Hope they're hilarious." And today is Friday, so I'm doing these just in time. I think Joseph is screwing with me, because only the first page he took a picture of shows the top of the page. You know, shows me what they're bidding on. The rest of them, the top of the page is cut off. So Joseph is a huge jerk, but that's okay, because this should be a lot of fun. On the first page, people are bidding on a Coach purse. Oh wait, no, a Coach purse lot. 11 pieces. So I guess this is a bid for 11 Coach purses, I think. So let's call the first one on the list. It's Ashley.
Hello?
Hello, Ashley?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from the Goodwill. You bid on a purse? A bunch of purses for $35?
Yes.
And I just calling to let you know that you won.
I thought the auction was tomorrow.
Well, we had to end it early because of an incident.
Oh, Oh, I see.
Yeah, but you won $35. Okay. You get the 11 purses.
And was it the coach or the Michael Kors?
The coach.
The coach. Okay, and I have until Tuesday, right?
Yep, you have till Tuesday. So you're gonna come pick those up, right?
Yes.
Okay. I need to tell you about a little bit of a problem, though, with them.
Uh-huh.
It turns out these coach bags are actually counterfeit.
Okay.
So the coach company, they're very upset about this, and they say they are going to file a lawsuit against you for you know, just buying fake bags, counterfeit bags. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say they are probably going to take you to court over these for owning counterfeit bags.
And why is that?
Because they're counterfeit bags. They're not real coach bags. So
okay.
They're very upset about this. They're probably going to take you to court. They know you're selling them because nobody needs 11 purses.
Okay. And then what do you want me to do?
Oh, nothing. If you could just come in by Tuesday and pick these up. I'm just giving you a heads up that the company, Coach, they are very, very upset, and they're probably going to be serving you with a summons to go to court soon. To talk about the counterfeit bags, you know?
Whatever. Bye.
What do you mean, whatever? Is that what you're going to tell the judge? Whatever. All right, well, next on the list is David. David bid $32.
It's been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
All right, no answer from David. David was actually first on the list. He bid $32, and then Ashley bid $35. Next on the list is Yolanda, who has bid $60. She's not fucking around. She just goes straight to $60. She knows what these Coach bags are worth. Is Coach a brand name? I don't even know. I didn't even think of that. Is Coach just a type of bag, or is that a brand name? Coach purses. All right, there's a Coach.com. Yeah, I think Coach is a brand name, I think. So my lawsuit idea, that's okay, right? It works. It's realistic.
Hello.
Hello, Yolanda?
Yes, sir?
Hey, it's Roy from the Goodwill. You placed a bid on 11 Coach bags.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to let you know
the one on...
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay.
Yep, you won this auction. For $60, you won the Coach bags.
All right, there's 11 of them, right?
Yeah, 11 of them.
All right, okay. I didn't get the Bear Bradleys.
You didn't get the what?
Bear Bradleys.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Bear Bradley purses? There was a stack of Bear Bradley purses.
Oh, no, this is just Coach purses. The Bear Bradley ones, that ends tomorrow, so we'll let you know if you got that one.
Okay, so the auction's tomorrow, right?
Well, it was going to be, but there was an incident, so we had to end it early. So that makes you the winner for $60?
Oh, well, can I be the winner of the perfume lot, too?
Well, there's not an incident with those yet.
Oh, I see.
So we were contacted by the Coach company. And they know that the bags are counterfeit, so they're going to be filing a lawsuit against you for owning counterfeit Coach bags that you plan to sell.
Against me?
Yeah, they're going to be sending a process server to your house soon. Just because of, these are counterfeit bags, and they're...
And how would I know that?
Well, it said right on the top, counterfeit. But, yeah, their legal team has been in touch with us, and they sent somebody out, and they're going to have a process server come to your house soon and serve you with a lawsuit for dealing in counterfeit bags.
How am I dealing with them?
Well, because you won the auction for $60.
But there hasn't been an auction. I thought it was tomorrow.
No, it's today because of this legal mishap with the bags.
That don't make any sense. You're joking, right?
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke about this. No, the coach company, they want to have a word with you, and they probably are going to sue you. So I'm sorry.
But aren't y'all the ones selling them, bidding them off?
Yeah, but we're just Goodwill. We're just Goodwill.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't see how, like, what is it that you don't understand?
But you guys are actually selling the bags to see who's going to make the highest bid.
Well, we're auctioning them. We're auctioning them all at once. That's different. But you're probably...
How is it different?
Well, you're probably...
Where does it say that it was counterfeit? How would I know they're counterfeit if they're behind the glass? I never touched them. I never looked to see if they were real or not.
Well, that's something you're going to have to talk to the judge about when you go to court.
Okay, what is your name, sir?
My name is Roy Gerbel with Goodwill.
No, thank you. We don't want the purses.
Oh, no, you've already signed your name on here, and we have your number, and we've gotten your address. The legal team at Coach Incorporated, they requested that we give them all of your information.
That's fine. I know how to deal with people like you. Thank you, sir.
People like me? What does that mean? You racist? Jeez, I was not expecting that. People like me. Next is Anthony, who bid $75.
Hello.
Hello, Anthony?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Goodwill. You bid on some purses here, some Coach purses?
Yes.
And are you just being cute or being funny, or what's going on with that?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you're a male. Why would you be buying a purse?
Oh, for my girlfriend.
You're buying 11 purses for your girlfriend?
Yep.
Okay, look, we don't appreciate the clowning around here. We're trying to run a serious business.
Right.
And I don't see any reason for you to be doing this to us.
Well, I'm not. I'm in the bidding thing.
You're what?
I'm bidding on them.
No, you're a male. You can't bid on them. It's a purse. Purse is a female thing.
But as a gift, why can't you?
I'm sure you thought it was hilarious when you put your name on there, but you need to stop fucking around in our store.
I've actually bought some before at the other Goodwills.
Okay, well...
Over the years.
You just need to stop fucking around in our store, okay? Because we're just... This messes up the whole bidding process when you put a higher bid in there and then somebody else has to bid higher because you're putting in your fake bids.
Well, they're not that. So
it is a fake bid.
If I'm in the lead, I'm allowed to bid on any item that's in there.
Okay, well, I'm removing your name from all these purse auctions. You can't do this, okay? I mean, you can sit there and pretend that you're serious about this, but I know you're just messing with the whole system
here. Hold on
one
second.
All right.
My girlfriend is right here.
Oh, you don't have to convince me that you have a girlfriend. I really don't care. If you want to pretend you have a girlfriend, whatever. But if it's for your girlfriend, why wouldn't she just put her name on there? Yep. Yeah, I caught...
She wasn't with me, and buying it as a gift.
Why didn't you just...
Why would I do that?
Put her name on there.
Well, then that's not a gift, is it?
Yeah, well, we would have caught that anyway, because we would have seen that it's male handwriting.
What? Well, I know. Well, I would... I want to buy them. So what's the issue if I bid on them?
So is that a normal thing for a boyfriend to do, buy 11 purses for his girlfriend?
Well, do you know how many she has?
I think you're full of shit, sir. You're full of shit. I shouldn't have to deal with this. We're just trying to do an auction, and you're just messing it all up for everyone.
I've participated in those Goodwill auctions forever and ever, and I've bought lots of purses.
Okay.
So I don't understand the issue.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I bet your friends are there just like giggling because you're saying you want to buy purses.
She's right here.
You have no intention of paying. Yeah, I don't hear her. I think you're full of crap.
You won't let me bid because of my guy. I've been on the purses to give you as a gift at Goodwill.
Oh, shit. You've never heard of that
I don't know why a girl does. He says a girl has to bid on, which is insane.
That's not insane.
I can bid on anything I want.
That's like
to whoever I want.
Common knowledge, you idiot, that girls use purses and guys don't. Like, what planet are you from?
not that I'm on for you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
What is the problem with him bidding on the purses for me?
Oh, he's not bidding on them for you. Is he trying to, like, get you involved in this lie now, too?
No, I'm his girlfriend. He's not getting me in any lie. Oh, my God.
Look, I just think you guys are both just fucking with the store, and you need to cut it out, or we're going to kick you out of the store permanently.
Who's your manager?
Dave.
Put him on the phone.
No, I don't have to do shit. I don't have to do anything
put him
for.
On the phone.
I don't have to do that because you're messing with our store.
You're
messing with our business, and we don't appreciate it. You just need to.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Roy Gerbel. You just need to cut it the fuck out, okay?
Okay. Is this the way you talk to customers?
Well, he's not a customer. He's a troublemaker, and he's making fake bids and ruining the auction for everyone else.
Okay, and your manager's number's name is who now?
It's Michael. Your boyfriend is a swindler and a liar and a thief.
Michael what?
It's Michael McDaverson.
Okay. Alrighty then, thank you.
Hey, motherfucker. Don't hang up on me.
What?
I said don't hang up on me.
Don't you call me names. This is being recorded.
Oh,
you call me all the names you want. Babe.
It's not being recorded. Don't lie.
Oh, yes, it is. I punched it before I took the phone.
Oh, you're so full of crap.
Okay. We'll see who's full of crap.
Oh, yeah, we sure will, won't we?
Well, we sure will.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I know we will.
Nice.
Good.
You can call me anytime, buddy.
I don't have your number because your boyfriend's full of shit and puts his own number down for purses, which is not allowed.
Okay. That's all right. But
maybe
the way
you
handle this and talking to me is very disrespectful.
Maybe you should have a talk with your boyfriend and ask him why he thinks he needs to, you know, carry around a purse.
He wasn't buying the purse for him. He was buying it for me.
It's not an it. It's 11 purses. He's full of shit when he says it's for you.
Well?
Because it's 11 purses.
He's why wouldn't that be?
He's not going to buy 11 purses for one person.
You don't know that.
I don't even think you're his girlfriend.
I have 35 purses.
You're not. Oh, my God. That's overkill, isn't it? Why don't you get a life? Anyway, you're probably not even his girlfriend. You're probably his mom or something.
Yes, sir, I am. I'm sporting a 3-carat diamond ring on my finger.
That's something his mom would
and
say.
And I will talk to your manager, and then I will talk to the head of Goodwill. Matter of fact, I'm standing in a Goodwill right now.
I can tell that you're his mom because you sound so old.
Well, it's all right. That's all right. Just hold on a minute. What's my purse?
Is it a coach purse?
Excuse me. Do you work there, ma'am? Okay, just a second. This is a gentleman that... is with another Goodwill store that my boyfriend made bids on, and he's calling me a fucking liar.
He's saying that we're not allowed to, men aren't allowed to bid on purses.
On purses?
Oh,
yeah. Just a minute, this lady works right. Are you a manager, ma'am?
No.
Would you tell him that I'm...
Is it something online?
No, it's in their store, and when you sign in the book to bid on items...
Which one is it?
In Austin.
This is awesome.
That's what...
Yeah, we're not affiliated with the
I know, but I just want you to know what he's calling me under the Goodwill name.
Hey, good job, lady, complaining to the wrong store. You idiot.
He's not an employee?
He's an employee of Goodwill.
Okay, well, then what I would do is call the Goodwill in Austin, contact that manager, CEO, and definitely let them know.
Okay. Would you repeat some of the things you said to me, sir?
Oh, can I just tell you, good job complaining to the wrong store, you fucking idiot?
Get his name and report him to the CEO.
Hey, ma'am, you can shut the fuck up.
Help.
You can shut the fuck up, all right? Just shut the fuck up.
Name? What is your name?
I'm not even with Goodwill. I'm this lady that's holding the phone. She's lying to you. I'm her brother.
You're not my brother?
She's
my God.
Contact the Goodwill.
She's just like, hey Roy, wouldn't it be funny if I brought my phone into Goodwill and you cursed out the lady just for fun? And I'm like, oh, I don't want to, but I guess if it'll amuse you, I'll do it.
Yeah, I would write down the number and then contact the store manager. And contact.
Hey, ma'am, shut the fuck up.
Okay. Very mature.
If he needs us to verify that we're hearing this. Yeah. I mean,
he just, you know, he's unable to give us his name because apparently he doesn't know it. But just.
Oh, I gave you my name several times. I remember I said it was Roy. You just don't know how to listen.
Thank you. Okay. Sorry you had that experience at a Goodwill.
Okay, thank you.
Don't waste your time. Okay,
thank you, ma'am.
Wow, ma'am, that was fun. Do you think we can go to another store that's not affiliated with me and complain to them, too? Because, well, that was pretty amusing. So, there's one last bit on this page, and the name looks like JR or JV, like maybe Junior.
Hello.
Hey there, this is Roy from the Goodwill. You bid on some purses? Do you remember doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I needed to let you know that we don't appreciate you screwing up our list the way you did. And we're just trying to run a business here, and you need to stop coming in here and fucking things up for us, okay?
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Well, I know you can't bid on a purse, sir. You're not a woman.
That don't mean I can't bid on a purse because I'm not a woman.
It does here. Hey, look, we are a Christian organization, and we are not going to put up with this kind of just disgustingness.
What is you talking about, brother?
It's a Christian organization. You can't just buy a purse.
Why can't I buy a purse?
Because you're a male.
Oh my God! People buy the purse because I'm a male.
Men don't buy purses. Hey, sir, can you control your woman? Can you tell her to shut the fuck up? Because we're trying to talk.
So you said I can't buy a purse because I'm a man?
Yeah.
Don't you think a man buy a purse for his girl or his husband or whatever?
Well, if she wants to buy a purse, that's fine. But you can't just buy a purse yourself because you're a man, and we're not going to support that type of lifestyle here. We're a Christian organization.
And what Goodwill is this?
Can you tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up? Because it's hard to hear when she's just yapping away.
Whoa. Shut the fuck up. I will beat your motherfucking ass. I thought you were Christian.
What Christian? What?
Ma'am, please shut the fuck up, okay?
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Now, if she would like to come in and bid on this purse and maybe outbid you, that would be fine. We'll still let you have it then.
What Goodwill is this?
I can barely hear you because of your stupid hobo phone.
What Goodwill is this?
It's the one where you placed a bid on the purse. See, you don't even know which one it is because you're just trying to mess with us. You're just trying to play a prank or something.
I ain't playing no prank. I know you better not tell me. You gonna get your ass beat first time I see you.
Oh, don't.
Then I'm gonna pray about it.
Don't threaten me, motherfucker.
Alright, just show your motherfucking face. I promise I don't do no threats.
He's not no Christian.
That's all he is, a big white man, white boy. That's what
he
is.
Oh, hey, don't you call me a white boy. That's uncalled for.
Okay, what man is
well, man, who are you then?
This is Roy from the Goodwill. You just need to. It's Roy from Goodwill. You just need to stop messing with our auction, okay? This is for serious bids.
What location you at?
You don't remember where you bid on the purses, where you made your fraudulent bid?
Three locations. I bid at South Lamont. I bid at North
Lamont. Hey, tell that lady to shut the fuck up. Tell her to shut the fuck up.
I used to work there, so, you know... I got corporate name. What is your name? And I'll call.
Ain't no Roy,
because I can find you.
Yeah, I know. She didn't listen, did she? Just like a woman, not to listen and know what my name is.
What location do you work at, Roy?
What location you work at, Roy?
Sir, you need to control your woman.
No, you need to control your bitch's ass. Ain't my woman. What location you work at?
You need to read the Bible and learn how to control her.
Because you know what? I'm gonna have you pulled up on law for vengeance. You and these books looking at these names, you just got pulled up on law for vengeance.
What? Loss prevention? I'm not stealing anything. What are you talking about?
Yeah, We know you don't know what you're talking about. Because you're not at a Goodwill, and you're not a manager there or anything else. So.
You don't know what you're talking about. Because you're a woman.
I'll find you. I guarantee I'll find you.
Well, you know what? We're not even going to let you. We're not going to let you in the store anymore. Because you're not Christians, obviously, and we don't want you here.
Tell me what store you're in. That's all I want to know.
Oh, you know, it's the one that you bid on the coach bags. 11 coach bags.
Okay.
Because
well, I know what it is. Ain't no Roy work there.
Yep. I'm going straight to
because you thought it would be funny to do that.
Ain't no Roy work at that store.
That's all right. I hope you're on camera because you will be called. You will be back.
But there ain't no Roy that works at that store, so there's no camera to catch me, right?
Yeah, ain't no Roy working at this store.
Yeah. Listen to your man, okay? Do what he says.
If you ask out for more, that's my old store, and I know exactly where all the cameras are at.
Be a customer.
And you are a customer.
I'm a customer?
You're a customer.
You're a customer, motherfucker.
You ain't don't work at that store. I know everybody in that bitch ass store. So I know you ain't no don't work
at that store. And I know Eric, because they were my employees, and I hope you stand in that store because you just got called for lawsuits. And you are a threat.
Oh, you just shut the fuck up, lady, okay? Just get back in the kitchen.
I hope.
That made them hang up. I love how part of the time they were sure that I didn't work there, and the other part they're threatening me with loss prevention. Or wait, maybe they're threatening me with loss prevention because I stole the phone numbers. So Joseph, the guy that submitted these numbers, just, you know, be on the lookout. They're calling loss prevention on you for writing these down, for snapping pictures. Hey, let's take a break and listen to voicemails. You guys love voicemails.
Hey, RB, I had an awesome idea. I don't know if this is breaking
the rules or ideas.
Not. I know you don't like to call us the authorities, but you should call people and say you're offering them a get-out-of-jail-free card by monitoring their neighbors because you have suspicion of a meth lab and ask them about the coming and goings and everything else inside the property. And if they participate, you will relieve them of any misdemeanors of any sort. I think they'd fall for it, and they can just bash them for being a snitch piece of shit when they agree. Alright, like,
maybe I could get them to admit to crimes.
Hey, Roy. I have a hot tip for you.
Oh, shit.
If you call AutoZone and ask for a Astoy 300, ASSTOY 300, it's an actual part that pops up, but the name is absolutely hilarious. You should try it. Okay, Roy. Bye.
So the name is more hilarious than Astoy, which is what I'm asking for? I would call an AutoZone right now and do this, but I don't know. I'm just lazy. I just want to play voicemails and finish up this stupid show. Maybe one of you listeners can do it, though.
Hey, DJ Greg. Question. I was trying to find a show where you were calling hotel guests, and you're definitely drunk on Four Loko. And the call got rerouted back to the lady at the front desk, and she said that she was going to get the cops and everything. And you were going like, "Fuck! Fuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, no, 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 no! Fuck!" Screaming that. It was hilarious. I can't find it. Any idea what episode that was? I love you.
That doesn't sound familiar to me at all. I think you just made all that up. I don't drink. Or maybe I was just too drunk to remember that call happening, but I don't know, maybe a listener knows where to find that one. Probably the best way to find that one would be to download the torrent, the PLA Media Pack torrent, at phonelosers.com/torrent, and you will see a really large directory of hotel calls, and I'm sure it'll be in there somewhere.
Oh, dear Brad, jumping Jayad on a pogo stick. Oh, finally, June Timber's over. Yay! Yay!
Yay!
Yay! And that little Asian gal that I sent in the envelope, anytime you're having computer issues, you just put her next to the machine and go to bed, and she'll take care of it. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Corbin guy.
La, 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 la.
Bye. Don't be so sure about the cardings being over, though, because I actually have approximately an hour worth of carding calls that I have not put on a show yet. I did them earlier this week, but I figured you guys kind of wanted a break from cardings, so maybe I'll release it next week, or maybe I'll turn it into a secret show. You guys are going to hear more cardings, though, because the carding voicemail, there's at least 50 of them left. I don't think any new ones are coming in, but there's still all those old ones that never picked up, and I need to try and call all of them back using local numbers instead of my long-distance number to hopefully try and make them pick up, but I think there are going to be a lot more ding calls. Sorry, everyone. Probably next week, or maybe this weekend, there's going to be another carding show. But if I make it a secret show, you guys won't complain about it, so it'll be okay. I'll just hide the shows from you guys if you're going to complain about them all the time. Oh wow, look at that. Corbin only left one single voicemail that day. That's really...
Hey Roy, do you by any chance know who's leaving the voicemails in Dayton, Ohio? Because it's like a small-ass town and nobody does anything fun here. I just wanted to know.
Yeah, let me get his information here and I'll just give it to you. I'll give you the phone number of the other guy in Dayton. No, just kidding. I'm not going to do that. How do you know someone's leaving voicemails from Dayton, though? And I've been to Dayton. I know it's not a small town, so what are you trying to pull here? Damn it. I'm on to whatever scam this is.
Hey, Roy. Guess who's back from the dead? It's your favorite Uncle Scott.
Oh, yay.
I'm up here in Montana. Just had to get away from your bitch of an Aunt Kelly. She thinks I'm dead.
We all did.
Try to keep it that way, okay, honey? All right. But Corbin God doesn't know that I'm coming to shack up with him for a couple weeks on vacation, so don't tell him.
Your cell phone sucks, Uncle Scott.
I also wanted to let you know that I'm coming to stay with you for Christmas. I've got your correct address.
Uncle Scott's really flamboyant all of a sudden.
And everything. So I'm coming this Christmas.
This seems kind of suspicious to me.
So I'm going to get you something real nice, I promise, instead of a Patreon contribution. So, keep an eye out. You know I love you. It's been so long since I've seen you, Roy.
Bye, fake Uncle Scott.
You know I love you.
Hey, Brad. First time caller. Love your show, man.
Aw, thanks.
Kind of a bummer the ding calls weren't that amazing this year.
What? Fuck you.
People are just too nice these days, I guess.
Oh, okay, yeah. There's some that were pretty nice, and they just wouldn't get upset. I've still got those 50 sitting in voicemail, though.
But, love your show, man. Hope you never stop doing prank calls. Bye.
Thanks, I guess. Even though you're insulting me. Big jerk.
Hey, Brad, just calling in. Good work on the shows lately.
Thanks, I'm glad somebody thinks so.
Hey, you never mentioned that there was another prank call by the Howard Stern guy on the Shenzhen explosion. So you should look up that. I believe he said it was a missile shooting out of somebody's ass. You can guess who. Thanks a lot. Bye.
I have no idea what you're referring to. A missile shooting out of some guy's ass. I'm not going to look it up. Too lazy. Let's get back to the show.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
So that's all for the first page. I only had one guy that didn't answer, and that was David. On the second page, I have all of the same people, except for one. I have David, Ashley, Anthony, and those last two people I talked to. And I think this is another purse. You know, I can't see the top of the page on this one. But the prices are kind of high, and those other people talked like there were other purse auctions. So I'm just going to guess that all of these are purses.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lucio?
Is he?
Hey, this is Roy from the Goodwill. You bid on some purses?
Yeah, the Michael Kors, or...
Yeah, the Michael Kors.
Yes.
Yeah, you won the auction.
Wow. How many purses is that?
I think 11.
11 purses?
I believe so, yeah. Your bid was $100.
Wow. Yeah. So okay,
Would you be able to come and pick those up sometime soon?
During the week. Can I come, like, Wednesday?
Yeah, that's fine. Wednesday's great.
Okay, I'll be there Wednesday.
Okay, and I just need to let you know, though, Michael Kors, the company, they've been in touch with us. Because these are counterfeit purses, and they're saying...
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're going to file a lawsuit against you for owning counterfeit purses, owning and buying counterfeit purses with the intent to sell.
Why would I buy them then?
Well, no, you've already agreed to come and pick them up for the $100. But the legal team
Yeah, but you just told me they're fake after you said that.
Well, yeah, but the legal team for them, they've been in touch with us. And
whatever.
I had to give them your information, and they say they're going to file a lawsuit.
Let them file a lawsuit.
Because you're not supposed to.
I'm not going
to buy those.
About what?
It's illegal to sell counterfeit purses like this.
Y'all sold them.
I know. It doesn't matter for us, though. We're Goodwill.
Whatever.
It's different for us, okay?
No, it's not.
What are you talking about? It's not. You're not a lawyer. You don't know anything.
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
Whatever, bye.
Well, you're going to jail for counterfeit purse selling. And
okay.
They're probably going to sue you for everything you own, which probably isn't much, but...
That'll work.
You know...
That'll work.
You're just in a world of trouble for dealing with counterfeit purses now.
Yeah. Who is this?
No, I'm actually just kidding about the lawsuit thing.
I know.
I work here, and I saw that you put your name on this list, and I just, because of that, I thought, you know, fair game, because you're a male, and of course you're not going to be buying purses, so we know this is fake. We know it's a fake bid, but really...
Well, it's from my mom.
You should... Oh, don't lie. Come on. You should just...
No, she asked me for a Michael Kors purse, like, not even last week.
No, look, you just need to...
I took her to Goodwill. Actually, I took her to Goodwill, that Goodwill, yesterday.
Oh, don't lie. You just need to grow up, is what I'm saying. Just grow up and stop filling out fake auctions. We get this all the time. You're not being clever.
No, I've already won, like, 4 auctions.
Okay, you're not being clever by doing this, okay? Everyone does this.
What do you... Does what?
Does fake auctions. They think it's funny to put their name.
I go to Goodwill every day, like 5 of them.
Yeah,
everybody knows me.
But this is for a purse. You can't have a purse. You're a male.
Yeah, because she wanted a purse.
No, why?
You want to call my mom right now and ask her? I'll give you a phone number right now, and you call her, and I'll stay on the phone. I'll 3-way her, and you can ask her.
Oh, I'll 3-way her if you want me to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me give you the number. Hold on.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
830.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to put her on. She better answer.
I hope so. Don't tell her I won the Goodwill. I don't want her to know that I won. It's supposed to be a gift.
Leave a message.
Oh, she's not even there. That's probably not even your mom, is it?
That's my mom. So, you're not bullshitting me? I really did win that auction?
No, no.
But there wasn't 11 purses in there. It was like 5 or 6.
Yeah, we can't.
Hi, this is Lydia. Leave a message and I'll return your
Lydia.
Call.
Yeah, that's not even a mom name. You're so full of shit. But no, you can't buy purses. This is a Christian organization and purses are for women.
What?
It's a Christian
They're
organization.
Gifts.
Do you ever read the Bible,
They're
sir?
Gifts. Who is this?
This is Roy from the Goodwill.
Is it really Goodwill?
Yeah, of course it is.
It's not even Saturday. Today's Friday. The auction's not until tomorrow.
I know. We had to close the auction early because of an incident.
Whatever. Okay. What store?
Look, it
Which
does.
One?
Look, I'm just kidding. I already told you I'm kidding about you winning the auction because you can't bid on it. You're a man.
Hello?
I can bid on it.
Hi.
Anything.
Is this...
Mom?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You be quiet, sir. This is loss prevention at the Goodwill, and your son has been caught shoplifting. He just shoplifted some purses. No, it's not funny,
what?
Man. It's not funny.
No,
and,
he's
and
lying to
you,
Mom.
You need to come and pick him up.
Okay.
He's lying to you.
Where at?
At the Goodwill.
Where at?
Here in town, the closest one.
Mom, I'm at home. Hey, Mom.
Ma'am, what? I think this guy is on drugs or something. He's not home. He's here at the Goodwill. He's in the office.
No, I'm not.
He's in the loss prevention office.
Mom, they're supposed to call me if I won auctions, but on Saturday, today's Friday, he almost got me. Like, I thought I won. I bid on some, what do you call them? Michael Kors purses for you.
I know.
And he told me, he told me that I'm not allowed to bid on them.
He's not allowed to bid on them, ma'am, because he's a male. Men cannot buy purses. We're a Christian organization.
What?
Did you ever take your son to church, maybe? In the past, or read him the Bible and show him
Mom,
how life works.
That's discrimination for him not to be able
Mom,
to buy a purse.
Hey, don't get upset.
My son is gay. He can buy a purse if he wants.
Mom.
Hey, don't talk to your mom that way. Don't talk to your mom that way.
He can find a pink purse if he wants.
No, he cannot.
He has purses all the time.
Is your son gay, ma'am?
Yes. So let him buy a purse.
Well, okay.
Oh, dang, mom.
No,
you're going to throw me under the bus?
Actually, we do not allow gay people into our stores.
Just for that, next time I come over, I'm bringing two girls and let you decide which one's my girlfriend.
Let him
with
buy
hickeys
a purse,
on my neck.
Okay?
With hickeys on my neck.
Hey, don't discriminate against her. Okay?
We're not discriminating. No. This is God's rules.
I'm gonna
figure
out who it is, though.
Both of you are fucking heathens, is what you are.
Yes, well,
Mom, I did bid on that for you, though.
You're both going to hell.
Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thanks nothing, because he doesn't win, because we're canceling his bid.
I don't show up to the auctions. I just wait for them to... Yeah. I don't show up to the auctions. I just try to get lucky and win by no shows.
So you're lazy, basically.
Well, when do we have to be there? Like at 1 o'clock?
You gotta be there.
Ma'am, can you just shut the fuck up? Men are talking here, okay?
Hey, can you let me talk to my son?
No, Mom. I'm hanging up, actually.
Mom, we're taking to you up, Mom.
We're taking your son to jail.
Okay. Hey, Mom.
What does he look like? Is he cute?
I don't even know who it is on their line.
What are you talking about? We're right here in the same room together, you idiot.
We're going to use this minutes up. Mom, we're going to use this minutes up. I need to meet you in Cedar Park.
Why?
For drug deals.
Okay. You know why?
For the heroin, Mom.
I'll call you in a minute. Okay. Where's your phone at?
It is a drug deal.
Hey, thank you for giving me your mom's
phone
number.
I'm on my home.
This is not your number.
I know. He's full of shit. We're calling from the Goodwill.
He called from some number.
Where's your phone at?
Where's my phone? My mom at home. He three-wayed you.
No, he doesn't have a phone. He's here in the store. He's in the office, and we're about to have him taken to jail.
But I forgot today is Friday, not Saturday. So I was thinking Saturday. Did I already win?
Yeah, okay. So I'm letting you guys both go. Bye.
Bye. And nice talking to you.
And ma'am, you did a horrible job at raising this guy, because he's obviously a burden on society.
Mom,
piece of
whoever
shit.
Whoever's on the other line, tell me he needs to get a job.
I work at Goodwill. Okay. I'm working the asset protection department.
I'll listen to you.
All right. Well, bye. Bye, Mom.
Figure out who it is.
See you later, Mom.
Okay, call me.
I'm going to call you in a minute, Mom.
I'm going to call you in a minute, Mom. Okay. So don't pick up when he calls.
He's got your number. Bye.
All right. Bye, Lucio.
I'll figure it out.
You'll figure what out?
I win all those fucking auctions, too.
Not anymore, because I'm going to start crossing out your name every time I see it in there.
Oh, shit. Don't do that.
I'm going to start putting fake bids. I'm going to start writing, like, that you bid $100,000.
Oh, shit.
Take that, motherfucker. All right, I'm done with that. That was fun. I wish the mom would have taken it seriously about the shoplifting, but no. At least I tried. I failed, but I tried. So let's move on to list number 3. This is another one where I can't see the top of the page, but this one could be more purses because the bids are kind of the same. They're up to $110 for the latest one. The first one on this list is Elijah/Jack, but you know, it's the female... Jackie? Is that what it is? I don't know. But the starting bid was $15, and he bid $20.
Leave the message.
At the tone, please.
All right, the next one's Martin. We're not having much luck with people answering.
Please leave your message for 5-1.
Another no answer. I'm halfway down the list already. This sucks.
Hello?
Hello, Tony?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from Goodwill. You bid on some items here for the auction.
That's right.
Yeah, so you bid this $50, right?
Yes.
And it looks like the bid before you was by a guy named Martin. It was for $45.
Okay.
And, I mean, why are you doing it like that? Why are you just bidding $5 more? That's kind of the cheapskate way to do it.
I could put $100 if you want to.
Why didn't you put $100 then?
Yeah, because actually that bike costs $600.
The bike?
So if I put $100, it's worth it.
Yeah, well, you only put $50 though, and that's just, I don't know. You're wasting space on the list. The list is only so long, and you're doing these tiny little bids like.
The thing is, here I have to show up Saturday, and Saturday. It's another people. They can say, "Well, I'll give you $300."
Yeah,
and they sweep up from the list.
But you're bidding like a poor person would.
Oh.
You're just wasting our time.
I'm poor, maybe. Okay. Well, I'll pull a yes with that. Any combination?
I'm going to put $500 on your bid, and I'm going to put your phone number on it.
Okay.
And so, but you have to pay for it.
How much?
$500. I'll put $500.
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to add a zero. I'm going to put
$500. No, I think it's not fair.
That's the way a man would bid.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
What?
I'm sorry. I have to keep going.
Why do you have to go? Where are you going?
I go open the door for my wife. She's here, I believe.
Why can't you learn how to bid like a man?
What is it, sir?
Why can't you bid like a man?
What is it? What's your problem?
Well, I just don't see what your problem is, because you only bid $50, and the bid before you was $45. You may as well have just bid $46.
So if a person go over there and put in another $20, that'd be $70.
Yeah, but you didn't do that. You were a cheapskate.
Okay, I don't get that for you, buddy.
You bid $50 like a little bitch.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Well, that didn't go well. I think this next lady's name is Angel. And now we know this is for some sort of a bike. I think he said that, right? A bike? A $600 bike. All right, next is Julie, who bid $100 for this bike.
Hi, this is Julie.
Hey, Julie. This is Roy from Goodwill.
Hey.
And you bid on this bike thing for $100?
Yeah.
And what are you, from California or something?
No, I live in Austin, but the cell phone that I use has that phone number.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, my manager, he's just like, who the fuck does she think she is? Because we usually only cater to locals.
Yeah, no, I'm very local. I am employed by a company based in California, and I live just down the street, in fact.
Oh, well, this is very suspicious, if you ask me. Maybe if you come in and show ID, we'll believe you.
Okay.
But we don't like outsiders. So even if you show ID, it's going to be like, you know, well, she's not originally from here, so we'll just favor someone else's bid over yours.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, I can be all of you there and show you.
Okay. Well, we'll probably have to look at the expiration date on your driver's license to determine how long you've been a local.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I don't know how things work in California, but around here, you can't just go around bidding on things if you're not even a local resident.
Man, it's a tough life, huh?
It's like then we have to deal with, out-of-state taxes, and that's a pain in the ass on the register.
And we're all cramped in here, trust me, yeah.
Yeah, what you said. Okay,
man.
Well.
What else could I do for you?
Well, I don't know. Really, this doesn't even matter, really, because you're outbid by a guy named Tony. He bid $110.
Oh, okay. Bummer.
But, I don't know, maybe if you want to bid on things, you should go back to California.
Might be easier, huh?
Probably. You'll be less of an asshole that way.
Really fun conversation.
Yeah, it is for me too. No, not really. I need to get back to work, okay? So I'll talk to you later.
Have a fabulous day.
You too. Bye, honey baby. Damn Julie for having a sense of humor. Completely ruined that one. Okay, I guess we're done with all of these silent bid Goodwill auctions because nobody else is answering. Nobody on this last page answered at all. I blame Joseph. He fucked it up somehow. I'm not sure how, but I'm going to hold on to these and maybe I'll try and give him a call tomorrow or some other time. I don't know. I will hold on to these though, and I will give them a call back on a future show. So thanks once again to Joseph for sending me this list of Goodwill auction numbers. And it's not your fault, by the way, that the rest of these aren't answering and I'm having to quit the show now. That would be completely Snake Lady's fault. She is the sponsor of today's show. And she really let us all down. So thanks a lot for that, Snake Lady. Because of you, I'm going to be ending the show right now. I'm not even going to list off all the producers and the writers and the editors and all that stuff. Because you know what? Fuck all the producers and the editors and everything else. I just want to end the show and be done with it and not do any more shows until next week. Or maybe this weekend. So, goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening. I'm going to play an old song by Rappy McRapperson, because I haven't heard this in a long time. This is a song called Pink and Purple.
Yeah. I put it down for my favorite sports team.
Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple.
South Lake Hills, unicorns are in the building.
Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple.
Slam dunk, Super Bowl, fans all screaming.
Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple.
Two hues you see when light reflects from a wavelength.
Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and motherfucking purple.
Pink blood,
yeah.
Purple veins. I open up the sports theater with the curtain flames. It's Carl Winslow, y'all brought the Urkel game. Mess with those Lake Hills unicorns in certain pain. Helmet on tight, still gonna hurt your brain. Here to assert the game, turf on the shirt stain. We're enraged, unicorns busting out the cage. The sports shamans tell them bring the sage. History is made when these wars are waged. Triple touchdown, embrace the J. Big fucking muscles get franchised. Lake Hills unicorns hitting balls to the sky. Triple tall, stack high, wiffle ball, bat pie. Slow-mo in the ozone, watch that glide.
Yeah.
Over the rafters, fans screaming, hear the crash. If you don't like sports, you're a fucking sociopath. I hold it down for my favorite sports team.
Pink and purple, pink. Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple.
South Lake Hills, unicorns are in the building. Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple. Slam dunk, Super Bowl, fans all screaming.
Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple.
Two hues when you see light reflect from a wavelength.
Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and motherfucking purple.
Fuck nerdcore, this is sportscore. Praise the fucking J and check the scoreboard. Slam dunk for the horde, stay crunk for the lord. Shave it off for the fucking unicorns. Slam dunk steamers with a side of home runs. Unicorns got the mean trolls on the run. Close your eyes. Interception! Where's the Walgreens? Emergency contraception! You're gonna need it. That unicorn juice is so strong. Get in your guts and it's on.
Yeah.
Game night. Game's tied. Everybody is a winner when you get your exercise. No liger ass in the Cymbalese, so get stung.
I might have some semen for the fat girl.
Bees!
I hold it down for my favorite sports team. Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple. South Lake fucking hills, unicorns in the building.
Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple.
Slam dunk, Super Bowl fans all screaming.
Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and purple.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
fuck yeah. That way,
yeah.
And how much did you pay?
Yeah.
Every time I see you, the first thing I'm gonna say is yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hold it down for my favorite sports team. Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and motherfucking purple. South Lake Hills unicorns in the fucking building. Pink and fucking purple.
Yeah.
Slam dunk Super Bowls. Every motherfucking person's cheering.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Two motherfucking hues of light when it reflects from a motherfucking wavelength.
Yeah.
I love you, Mom. I put it down for my favorite sports team.
Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and motherfucking purple.
South Lake Hills unicorns are in the building.
Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and motherfucking purple.
Slam dunk Super Bowls, fans all screaming.
Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and motherfucking.
Hues of light when it reflects from that wavelength.
Pink and purple, pink and purple, pink and motherfucking purple.
Yeah, we did it. Praise the J.
Well, I'm not gonna buy a pair of shoes that you peed in.